Saturday twilight footy at the Adelaide Oval. It's the final home and away round as it continues here. The Crows taking on the Tigers. Adelaide, well, they're a very different outfit to what we saw a month or so ago. They search for their fourth straight win. And the Tigers, they really need to win today to consolidate a top four spot. An intriguing clash is ahead of us here at the Oval today. For McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy, got a big team in for this one. We've got the former star ruckman of the Adelaide Footy Club, Red Biglands, and Biggles Daniel Talia, 200 games today.
Yeah, it's a remarkable achievement in the fact that he's so consistent with what he puts out on the park. Yates, he certainly prepares as good as any player you could imagine. He does not put a foot wrong, whether that be training, running around cones, whether that be addressing and shaking hand and looking at you directly in the eye. He is as straight up and down as they come. Perfect model citizen. Of course, his body's been battered around this year as well with knee troubles and lost a bit of pace, but still going on next year.
Chris Ditmar joins me in commentary and did. It's an intriguing game, this one, because the Tigers, they've been the testing material, but in Adelaide, they sort of want to know where they're at after winning their last three.
Yeah, I reckon a real genuine chance today. If they play the way they have the last 3 weeks, they can win here at home against a good side. Obviously, playing at the Adelaide Oval is an advantage for them, but I like what the young players are doing. We'll get to talk to Matty Nix shortly, but I think Scholl, Himmelberg, Schonberg, Keyes has been good. They've got a group of young players who have really turned the corner.
For Coates Hire, this is the Triple M Footy Preview. Whatever you need at Coates Hire can make it happen. Search Coates Hire today. Yeah, we'll have a chat with Justin Leppich as well a bit later on in the program, the senior assistant at the Tigers. And Biggles, what about Richmond? They're coming off a big win against the Cats, a really strong performance. Where do you see them sitting as far as the premiership contenders? You got them at the top?
At the moment, I've actually got Geelong on top of them, even though they didn't perform too well last Friday, week ago. And that's what you've got to think about. The sides which Adelaide have jumped and surprised, they've been coming off a shorter break. Now, the Tigers have had a very long break after that Cats demolition, which was a week and a bit ago. But I still think the Cats have a bit of improvement. And even though they didn't look as good a side as what the Tigers were, I think they can take it up to them, and they've really got nothing to lose because they've been beaten by so often against the Tigers that they can go in with that game whenever they do play. We hope they do because it'll be a belter of the game in the finals, knowing that they can just take it up and just take everything on, of course, with some tweaks as well.
We're not really sure where list sizes are going to end up at the moment. We don't know what the allocation's going to be, but the Crows did. They've got three really senior players coming back in today. Tex Walker, you've got Talia in his 200th, and David McKay is another senior player coming back into this side. You just wonder, out of those players going forward, who's going to maintain in the fabric of the Crows club?
David McKay's an interesting player. Tex Walker said on Triple M Breakfast not long ago that he's had his best season. I reckon he's been quite damaging, Biggles.
He's been okay. I wouldn't have thought he had his best season. He was 10th in the best and fairest last year. And we've seen him play. Of course, that suspension robbed him, which he shouldn't have been rubbed out for. We've spoken about that many times on Triple M. McKay, he returned in round six, and then he's probably, I don't think he's been as consistent, but Tex would know a lot more than what we would, seeing him week in, week out. I still think the wings for Adelaide are a bit of a problem, but Lachie Scholl on the wing last week, of course, the famous Scholl name. His old man was a pretty handy player, 35 games for Carlton, and his old man's cousin, of course, two-time premiership player Craig, and the other cousin, Brad, the Kangas and Cats for 171 games. His pedigree is outstanding. And what we saw last week, he should have been the NAB Rising Star, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And interestingly, a lot of players got onto social media and supported him and backed him in that. They don't normally say those sorts of things, but they were very vocal about it.
No Collingwood players.
No.
Sure.
But, well, we've got a big game. We're standing by to take you down to Justin Leppich of the Richmond Footy Club. We might be able to take you down there right now. Lepper, thanks for your time. Here's Red Biglands with the first question.
Lepper, all the best for tonight. I heard Dimmer during the week describe Shane Edwards as your spiritual barometer. What does he bring to the team now he's back in the side?
Well, look, obviously he's a highly experienced player. And he's a really good connector. He's one that actually makes our game plan run a bit better. But not only that, he can play a multitude of positions. So he plugs a lot of holes for us. So, yeah, he's a really important player for us.
And any discussions around selection, of course, with Soldo out of the side, but, of course, maybe Ochoa coming back in, and the two-ruck scenario, how does that work moving forward?
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge for us. You know, this week, we're obviously going, we lost two talls and only brought the one back in with Mabu Ochoa and then Josh Caddy. So they'll alternate some time forward and in the ruck, so it's a bit of a pinch hit second ruck as opposed to a full timer. So it's interesting to see how that goes.
How have you dissected Adelaide? Because they've been a very different team to what they were a month ago. They're really getting some indicators working their way. What are you looking to stop from them?
You only tend to look at the teams last month anyway. So at least one thing we know, they're not going to catch us by surprise. Like, they probably have a few opposition with their contested ball and their clearance domination. So we've got to be on the ball in that part of the game. We obviously have to also play our way to the best of our ability, which is really important. But, you know, I guess sort of matching them in that part of the game is important.
Richmond under Damien Hardwick and obviously yourself, your involvement, but you've been masters at each year, coming right at the exact perfect time. You know, there are a couple of seasons where you'll drop games and you look a bit off, and then all of a sudden you come good, and it seems to be happening again. Is it by design, or, you know, are you brilliant at just timing this right as you get to finals?
Yeah, I'd like to know the answer to that, to be honest. But I think one thing I always say to our players, it's particularly in the early parts of the season, is, you know, Damien would say, do we want to be playing our best football now? And always the answer is no, you want to be coming home strong. So we do speak about that, but we also build, you know, I think as the game unfolds, one thing that Damien's very good at is he's picking the eyes out of the competition and what's working, what's not, and adapting to it. So I think that's, you know, mainly the reason why.
How important at selection is it in regards to cohesion versus getting your dual premiership stars back into the team?
Yeah, well, there's a real challenge. We had a big conversation about David Asprey this week and Shane Edwards, because neither have played for a while. But also we've got Dion coming back, hopefully in the first final as well. So, you know, you want to stagger your innings as well. It was a real discussion point on when to do it. So we are playing Dave. There was discussions just to sort of give him another game at the lower level, at a scrimmage level. But we figured getting him in, getting him exposed to match level might be the best thing for us, you know, in the next couple of weeks.
And how do you think you're travelling at this stage of the year comparative to your other premiership years? What's the feel within the club?
Oh, it's hard to answer. Every year's different, you know. Every year has its different challenges, and in 2017 we're still proving ourselves, and, you know, and once you do win one, the belief is always there, but it's just a matter of getting it right at the right time. And, you know, I think this year's a bit different because of the COVID situation and players being in and out of our team. I think this year's been our most rounded because players have actually filled voids. You know, you look at the growth of Noah Bolter and Shea Bolton and even Oleg Markov, who's been on the list 5 or 6 years to come in and play a role for a month for us and do it really well. And unfortunately lost his place through no fault of his own. So I think that's been the impressive part of the season.
Just on Noah Bolter, why has he improved so much in your eyes? It was an outstanding job on the Tomahawk last week, but his whole year has been super impressive.
Yeah, look, I think he's got the natural strength and power for the position. I think that's the number one. He's got the tools, and I think we've sort of simplified the game for him to take a match up and just, you know, really focus on that. You know, and I think that's the best way it suits for Noah. And as you can see, his natural strengths have just risen this year, and now he's got some confidence. You know, I think that's the right recipe.
Well, Leper, we really appreciate your time, mate, on Triple M Footy. Big game tonight, and best of luck for the rest of 2020.
Thanks, guys. All good.
There he is, the senior assistant coach at the Richmond Footy Club, Justin Lepich. And speaking of coaches at the Footy Club, Biggles, it's quite an amazing story, isn't it, Dimmer Hardwick? I think it's today, isn't it, that he goes and equals Tommy Hafey's coaching record at Richmond. It hasn't been a solid position, Ditz, the coaching position at the Tigers. I reckon, had to look over the shoulder.
Early on in his career, he was in trouble a couple of times. So he's done well. He's done very well.
Equaling the most games coached at Punt Road. And you think when you put him in the category of Tom Hafey, he did a press conference this week and he was a bit humbled by it. Of course, Tommy Hafey having 4 premiership flags to his name. Dimmer, I should say, he might get close. If he can get 4, imagine that. And then you're putting him in the same category as one of the all-time greats. When you played against Dimmer, he was a nightmare. He was one of the biggest antagonists. And you just think there's no way, if you had to pick players you play against, no way this bloke is going to be a coach, ever. But for him to be able to control his aggression and then get the relationships and completely change his on-field persona to how he deals with his players, it's incredible.
Well, you mentioned that. He's one of the coaches I really enjoy watching his press conference because he speaks so well. And as you've said, Biggles, he controls his emotions. Even when they've had a shocker or if something bad has happened, he doesn't get angry. He's very measured. But there are 2 games I remember about him as a player. One night at the MCG, Gavin Wanganeen had left Essendon to play at Port Adelaide. Dimmer went out and ran straight at him and targeted him. And yet, you know, probably a couple of months prior to that, they were playing together, would have been real, real close mates, and Dimmer did not care. He went out and belted Gavin on the MCG. And I thought, gee, this bloke's ruthless. You know, he's tough. And then, of course, grand final day playing for Port Adelaide, I thought he set the win up, to be honest. He was that aggressive and tough in the first quarter that... I'm not saying he won the game for Port, but I tell you what, he was very, very important what he did that day. Just a couple of games that really stick out for me.
You can sit down now, Ditz, as well. You don't have to stand up. Didn't you see the hairs on the back of his neck stand up when he starts talking about 2004? But
no.
You think about the Tigers now, and well, imagine if they still had Butler and Ellis, two genuine guns who have gone to other teams and performed, and yet they've had the next man in to perform. And again, we see it tonight with two of their premiership stars coming back into the team. Asprey played half a game in a scratch match versus the Cats, and Edwards, of course, came out of quarantine. Caddy and Chole as well. So Ivan Soldo going out of the team is going to miss his opportunity. But did you spoke about them peaking at the right time. The players recognise when you need to be in form. And Sydney were brilliant at that. Sydney would never win a pre-season game, come out round one and two and always struggle, and then yep. You'd know they were going to play finals. Richmond players know that about 5 or 6 weeks out from finals, you've got to perform and you've got to go to another level.
All right, let's head down to the senior coach as the Crows make their way out onto the Adelaide Oval of the Adelaide Footy Club. Matthew Nix joins us. Nixie, thanks for your time. Here's Red Biglands with the first question.
Nixie, best of luck for tonight. The Tigers, of course, they're an anonymous task, but they're brilliant at punching the ball up the ground with so much speed. And how have you prepared for that this week?
Yeah, we've got our work cut out for us, but what a great way to finish, you know, test ourselves out after what's been a pretty good month, you know, to come up against the benchmark, the best team in the comp from last year and probably, you know, one of the best again this year. Your point around their game, it's amazing. They're so predictable. Teams know how they play, but they're just so good at what they do that it's hard to stop. We've had a good look at them, obviously, over you know, a long period of time, right throughout this season and other seasons, but... look, the key to it is knowing what they do. They're a forward handball side, you know, more than double any other side in the competition. So you just got to be good enough, you know, to be there, to be in the position when they do get going. And a lot of that's off transition. So we'll try and get the game on our terms when we can. But we understand at times they're going to get the game the way they like it. So we've got to be able to match that and get our shape right behind the ball.
Prior to the Cats game, we were conceding, or the Adelaide were conceding, a lot of goals from clearance chains. And more importantly, the last 3 weeks, the midfield group has improved so much. What have you put that down to in the middle?
Well, it's a number of things. It's, you know, what we're able to do at training, some of the focuses and some of the keys we were working on right from the start of the year that just took a little longer than we'd like to have, you know, to come through in our game. And you know, you're spot on. We really struggled earlier in the year. It was around our contest and our, I guess, our want for that, you know, that contested ball inside. What we've found is getting the right training in, you know, simplifying and having clarity around the language of exactly how we play has helped our players sort of take their game to another level. We've been really, really pleased with the way our midfield group have connected up. You know, Matty Crouch, Sloaney in there, also Laird. You know, we had young Schoenberg come in and debut, you know, within the last month, and he's playing some great footy. And so it's quite exciting where we're going in that area.
You mentioned him. It's funny. We're sitting here next to Greg Blewett, and I'm sure he went through this. When you play sport at that level, there must have been an innings he played, and you think all of a sudden, Bluey, gee, I belong at this level, or, you know, I'm comfortable here. I reckon last week you had a moment, Nixie, within your group. I thought Schoen and Schoenberg probably had a game where they walked off and thought, I can really, really play at this level. I'm sure they didn't say it to themselves, but you know what I mean, don't you? That would be, I think, a defining week for those two young lads.
Yeah, subconsciously, it's like one of those things where, and it's any sport, as you said, cricket especially, probably that ability to, you know, you have that feeling that, you know, you've done the work, you're a good player, you just need to break through. And we were really pleased with what we saw last week from Scholl, especially. We felt like Schoenberg had shown... you know, enough in the weeks preceding that, but definitely on the weekend, Scholl, he's been strong in a lot of areas for us. Yeah, and, you know, the way he holds his shape, you know, he really does hold his own on a wing. But on last weekend, really, the ball came to him a number of times. He showed what he can do with it with ball in hand. And he's, you know, he's elite when he's got that footy in his hands with ball use. So it's a bonus for us if we can get him getting that many touches.
Talia's 200th. Give the listeners a bit of an insight to him. Those who know him, he's a bit of a straighty 180, but those who don't, how does he get to where he is today?
Straighty 180, I like that. He's he's elite in preparation. You know, there's a number of players I've been lucky enough to work with across the journey that are the same as Tails, but he'd be right up there as one of the best I've seen. From a preparation point of view, we're talking about, you know, what he does on a Monday post a game and how that leads into the rest of the week. Just his attention to detail, you know, ice baths, massage. It's basically to the letter. And that's why he's able to play as many games as he has and perform the way he does, because he just knows he's done the work.
And what about last week as well, Matty? It was probably, you know, looking for four wins in a row today, but it was a game where you're in front, then you were challenged and able to re-stabilise and then get going again. That's sort of another angle to your team that gives them a bit of belief and confidence going forward.
Yeah, well, exactly. It was one of those, we haven't been able to fight back, I guess, when challenged this year up to that point. And we were genuinely challenged. You know, we knew that it was a side, Carlton, that had come back a number of times during the year. So we knew they would come out in that second half and really push us. At times, we looked like there was a bit of fatigue there, and it can happen on that away trip when you've woken up at 4:30 and you're travelling across there for the day. It's something not many of the players nowadays are used to. So we thought, look, what a great performance to be able to hang on. There was some stuff, some work-ons we've got from that second half, but to hang on was a great sign. And then, as you say, tonight's another challenge again. We'll have to be on for four quarters and playing our best football to challenge a team like Richmond.
It's a tough question, but certainly, is there any discussions at all around the number one draft pick? People outside the club would say, oh, you don't want to win, you certainly don't. And as a player, if you can knock off the reigning premiers on their home deck, of course you're going to take that. But there wouldn't be any discussion there. Is there a what if around it at all?
Yeah, not as far as the draft pick goes. Look, we're trying to win every game we possibly can. This one's so important to us from a momentum point of view, and what we're building on, you know, this game, we want to come and perform at the level we have over the last month. And if we do that, you'd like to think that result goes your way, but it may not go our way. And so be it. If we come off and, you know, we're proud of what we've put out there, then that's great leading into next year. But no, at no time do you think about next year's draft. I mean, there's a number of different factors around it. It's a compromised draft because we haven't had, you know, more than half those players playing for the last 12 months. So it's a challenging draft to pick and to look at anyway going forward. But at the moment, our number one focus is winning this game of footy tonight.
Well, Matty, we really appreciate your time and the time you've given us right through the year on Triple M Footy. The last game for you guys, it's been a tough season, and you're ending it on a pretty good note so far. Well done.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, senior coach of the Adelaide Footy Club, Matthew Nix. It's the Tigers and the Crows. We're not far away from the opening bounce. We've got both sides out here warming up. Biggles, could be a big milestone today for the Texan. He's looking to go past Tony Modra for the most goals scored at the Adelaide Footy Club. I think Mods actually left a bit of a message for him. Let's have a listen to Mods' message to Tex.
Hey, Tex. Mods here, mate. Just want to be the first to say congratulations, champ, if you beat my record this weekend. I've watched and admired your career from the skinny boy with a mullet from Broken Hill right through to the captain of the side that made you the granny in 2017. We nearly got there. You should be very proud of what you've achieved along the way. And what I like is you've never changed who you are. You give plenty of time for the supporters, and especially you love helping the kids out. All the best against the Tigers this week, and I look forward to having a beer with you at the end of the season. On you, mate.
I reckon Mods was six red cans in when he left the message, wasn't he?
I can tell you, Tex was really touched by that. It was on Triple M during the week, and yeah, he thought it was a, you know, very, very nice.
He's a ripper. And Brenton Speed at Fox Footy contacted me last week to find out if Mods was going to be here.
Yep.
And I said, the only way you get Mods to come to the footy is you give him a corporate box with five mates and everything you can drink and a couple of pies thrown in, or you give him cash. Otherwise, he's not coming. Yeah. It's a long trip, but he'll be stoked if Tex does, I'm sure.
We'll look out for that. So Tex just needs the one goal to go straight past Mods. For Coates Hire, this is the Triple M Footy Preview. Whatever you need at Coates Hire can make it happen. Search Coates Hire today. We got the former star Test cricketer for Australia. He's on the boundary for us today. Greg Blewett for Bob Jane T-Marts. We might duck down to you now, Bluey. Bob Jane T-Marts, get up to $100 instant cash back on Bridgestone and Yokohama tyres. Bob Jane .com.au is the rain doesn't appear to have landed yet, Bluey.
No, there's a few spots. So it's I've been following the radar most of the day, and there's been a lot north of Adelaide. It's just drifting down very, very slowly. So not much of breeze, but there is a few spots at the moment. So we'll wait and see what sort of rain we get this evening, but the atmosphere's building, guys. It's, of course, the COVID restrictions here at the Adelaide Oval have gone from 10,000 to 25,000 tonight, so should be rocking here at the Adelaide Oval. So we're looking forward to a good one. Richmond are flying, of course, and the Crows are three on the trot, so I think we're in for a good game, boys. And I'll just start with the benches. Richmond, Ross, Castagna, Short and Caddy back into the side, of course, coming off that hamstring injury. And for the Adelaide Crows, Brad Crouch, David McKay, Tommy Lynch and Darcy Fogarty, the starting benches, boys.
Bluey, give us an insight into the new hotel with the restaurant overlooking the ground and the international cricketers that are going to stay there.
Yeah, they're here. I reckon they got here last night coming back from England. I text Kane Richardson, who's a very, very picky boy with his hotels, and I said, what's the hotel, right? He goes, yeah, it's okay, it's brand new. He's loving it over there. Of course, they got 14 days quarantine. They can use the facilities here at the Adelaide Oval, use the gym, the training facilities, but the hotel, yeah, a bit of a soft opening the other day, but the first customers, the Australian cricket team.
Is there any rooms you can actually see the Oval from?
I don't believe so, Biggles. They all faced out east towards the hills over there, so... But brand spanking, and I'm sure it'll get some use. The Indian cricket team will be here, the Victorian and the New South cricket team will be here as well, doing their 14 days quarantine leading up to the start of the Shield season, which starts October 10.
Oh, good on you, Bluey. There he is across all things cricket as well, the former star for Australia down there for Bob Jane T-Marts. All right, Biggles, take this one to pieces for us. It's the Tigers and the Crows. How's this going to be won and lost? What are you looking for?
Well, we discussed those big inclusions, of course, with Asprey, Edwards, Caddy and Chile, but they're going to miss Jai Bolton today. That calf, they got that cork in it, and he's such a good provider with the ball coming, particularly inside forward 50. I reckon he's ranked 7th in the AFL for inside 50s. His ball movement is so good. Presti is probably 1 to 2 weeks away. The reigning best and fairest winner will get back for the finals, of course. And Tom Lynch is a big out with that hamstring. He may be touch and go for the first final for the Tigers. And, well, for Adelaide, Talia McKay, who came back, McKay from that suspension. Tex has been banged up a fair bit. He had that week off and he should be good to go as well. But the big break for the Tigers is going to be, they're going to be running on top of the ground tonight. And their transition game is going to be in full swing. That's where Adelaide are going to have to try and counteract that transition game, and in particular around stoppages, because can you believe that the Tigers are so badly ranked in clearances? They're actually last in the competition for clearances dits.
That is surprising for a team which is so good. Yeah.
Yeah, number one for freeze four, but the second least amount of disposals per inside 50 goal. So when they win the footy, of course, we know inside forward 50, they don't miss a target. But that area there, the clearances, is where Adelaide may be half a chance today. I know there's a bit of belief around with all the supporters arriving at the game, but if they can get on top of the midfield, win contested possession like they did against the Hawks and GWS and Carlton, it's a massive improved midfield performance. If they can get that rolling their way in the midfield, they could possibly steal it.
Biggles, Keyes has been a real find for Adelaide this year. Do you send him straight out to Dusty Martin?
I don't know if he's got the ammunition to go with it. Probably Keyes' best game that he's played this year was a run with Roll on Gaff, where he held him just to 12 disposals. I think Dusty's a different kettle of fish to Gaff. He's got much more power and can really expose him if he takes him deep. He's done a couple other good jobs on five. He's really found a niche, Ben Keyes, at the Adelaide Crows. Didn't get a lot of looks in at Brisbane, but certainly whether or not he's a tagger or he can hold his own as a midfielder, we're going to see more of that next year, but it's had an outstanding year.
Certainly has. Revolt up forward, always dangerous. Talia would be an obvious choice, very physical.
Revolt's been flying at the footy. I think he'll get the agility on Talia Ditz. The way he's got his timing going back
so
at the footy again, I think it might have to be Hardigan to try and go with him. And he's really leaping and timing his run at the footy, Rewald. He's probably back into some really good form. And he's going to be a danger today. Plays pretty well at the Adelaide Oval.
Who are you tipping, Biggles?
Oh, I think the Tigers. Adelaide, it can be won or lost in the first term. Adelaide start well, but I think the Tigers by 20.
There he is, Red Biglands. He'll be giving us the Triple M Seabus Super Special comments all night here. It's Richmond up against the Adelaide Crows. It's the final round of the season for Adelaide. Richmond, they need to consolidate a top four position, and a win here against the Crows would get that done for them. It's Adelaide, it's Richmond, it's Twilight Footy.